Okay, today's daf is Tmur daf Lamed Gimel, or daf Lamed Beis, I believe, by the Tanya Kavasei Seder Rabbi Yochanan, which is like six lines from the bottom. So essentially, right?
Huh?
Is that what
yeah,
we're
yeah, yeah.
Okay. So essentially, we had a machlokas, we have a machlokas between Rav Shimon and Rabbanan. I have a machlokas between Rav Shimon and Rabbanan about, go back to the Mishnah. So in Machlokas of Shimon and Rabbanan about whether or not you need Hamadah Baracha by Kedusha Bedes Kabayis and by Kedusha Mizbeach or just by one. And then in Machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish as to where they apply their rule. Let's just pick up from the 8th Tanik of Asayd Rabbi Yochanan. So Tanik of Asayd Rabbi Yochanan, right, we have a Braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said what? Rabbi Yochanan said that the Rabbanan hold that you need Hamadah Baracha both by Kedusha Mizbeach and by Kachi Bedek Abayis. So Tanya Kama Seder Rabbi Yochanan. Pasuk says, we'll read the Pasuk with the right words. So Pasuk says, the Im Kol Behema Tamei Asher Lo Yakrif Menu Kabran LaShem VeHemid Es HaBehema Fnei HaKohen. So it's talking about something, Kol Behema Tamei Asher Lo Yakrif Menu, that requires Hemid Es HaBehema Fnei HaKohen VeHeri HaKohen. So whatever this Pasuk is talking about, you require Hamad VeHaracha. So basically, the pasuk of the pasuk is talking about a behema tmeya, right? It says called behema tmeya, but say that a behema tmeya, if you want to be poda it, you require hamad devaracha. But the brisism say that when it says behema tmeya, it's not talking about a real behema tmeya. Rather, it's talking about bali mumin sheyipadu hakasim medaber. The pasuk is talking about a behema that you can't be makrivit because it is a balas mum. And when it says tameya, what it means tameya, not that it's a tummy animal, it means tameya that it's tameya to be brought as a karban. And the Torah says that you should be poda it with hamadah v'haracha. Right? So the Gemara says, ata omer bali mumin. You're saying now that it's talking about a bal mum, omer ina el behema tameya. Maybe it's talking about the pasha of the pasuk. Pasha of the pasuk is behema tameya. So no, Gemara says it can't be behema tameya because it mentions behema tameya elsewhere. Kisha omer, when it says, right, this is in Pasuk Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, but it says later on in Pasuk Chav Zayin, in Perik Chav Zayin of Vayikra, it says, Im Babahema Tmeya Ufadla Be'erkacha Hari Behema Tmeya Amar. It's talking about Behema Tmeya in that Pasuk. So what are you going to do about the Behema Tmeya in this Pasuk as we turn to Amud Aleph? Ha Mani Mekayem Im Kol Behema Tmeya Asher Lo Yakrivu Mimena Korban LaShem. That's talking about Bal Mumim Sheyipadu. It's talking about Bal Mumim that you're being poded. Brisa continues, Yakol Yupadu Amum Over. You would think that maybe you can redeem them and take them out of their status of Hektish if they just have a passing mum, and a mum that's not a non-permanent mum, a temporary mum. Tamilomar Asher Lo Yakrivu Mimenu. Think about a mum that causes you not to be able to be makavit. That's a mum kavua. Right? Asher Lo Yakrivu Mimenu She'eno Kreva Kol Iker. That's not going to be makavit at all. Yatsuzol, that excludes a behemo who has a mum. She'ena kreva yom el lamacha. That can't be brought today, but tomorrow will heal and can be brought. So now, well, what are we talking about here? We're talking about touching mizbeach because we're talking about going on to mizbeach and not. But Amar Rachmana, and the Torah says, right? The Torah says Amar Rachmana avid la hamad v'haracha. So everyone agreed according to talking about hamad v'haracha. We're talking about hamad. We're talking about now hamad v'haracha by touching mizbeach. So even by touching mizbeach, you need Hamad of Aracha, the Rabbanan would hold. That's like Rav Yochanan. Right? The, according to everybody before, the Rabbanan held that you need Hamad of Aracha by Kachim Bedek Abayas. Rav Yochanan said you even need Hamad of Aracha by Kachim Mizbeah. Comes this Pasuk and says you need Hamad of Aracha by Kachim Mizbeah. So, question is though, like, you're saying, so now, who says this is Rabbanan? Who says this is the Rabbanan Shita? So Rashi points out that this has to be Rabbanan Shita because this is talking about. This is an interesting Rashi. The top Rashi says, "V'amar Rachmana Avid Lehem Adav Aracha, Diksiv Basrei VeHemi VeHerich, V'huvadai Kachim Mizbeach Hid Ba'inu Kavua." Definitely talking about Kachim Mizbeach because you need a permanent mum. V'Betekabayis. If you're talking about Kachim Betekabayis, Tzim Minami V'Rifki. You can also be poled there tamin. Betekabayis doesn't make a difference if you're a tamin or about mum. Whatever you want, you can be poled there. The idea is that that is used for the upkeep of the temple, right? The Ma'ich Patlu Hui Tami Bal Mum. Doesn't make a difference if it's a time of Bal Mum, because it's not going on in Mizbeach. Alma Kachim Mizbeach, Nami Havi Bechal Hamad of Racha Rabbanon. You see for here that Hamad of Racha also applies by Kachim Mizbeach. Rashi says it's talking about the Rabbanon. Well, how do I know it's the Rabbanon? So he says, the Ha Brais Rabbanon. This Brais has to be the Sheet of the Rabbanon. The Hai Stam Sifrahi. It's from a Sifra. The Stam Sifra, we remember the Gemara Bechoros, says a Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda, and who's Rabbi Yehuda? That's the Bar Pluk, the Rabbi Shimon. The guy who argues with Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Yehuda. Who's arguing with Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah? Must be Rabbi Yehuda. V'hainu k'Rabbi Yochanan, it's like a pilpul to figure out who the mandomer is. V'hainu k'Rabbi Yochanan, it's like Rabbi Yochanan. V'hachu shaminon kachim is beyach l'rabbanon. And here we're learning kachim is beyach l'rabbanon. We must listen shaminon kachim betek abayis. Our Mishnah is clearly talking about kachim betek abayis that the rabbanon hold me the time of the baracha. Because me the kam Rav Shimon kachim betek abayis yipadu. Rav Shimon says no, only kachim betek abayis yipadu. That's mechlal the shaminon rabbanon the amar yikavru. So he says, Rav Shimon says a kachim betek abayis have to be nifteh. So he's arguing on something. What's he arguing? He's arguing the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon therefore say that kachim betek abayis also require, you have to bury them if they die because you can't depose them because you need hamad of aracha. So there from the Mishnah we know that they need kachim mizbeach to say you need hamad of aracha because the key word is podin. Podin means you don't need hamad of aracha if animal dies. Because if you can be poded without standing. If it's nikbar, that means you would have required hamad of aracha, and since you can't do it, you have to bury them. So then, and in our brisa, we see that kachim mizbeach require hamad of aracha. Therefore, if it would die, you would be able to be poded then. Okay. The Gemara says, that's Rav Yochanan. Now the Gemara is going to say, Amar Rav Gidl Amar Rav, my time of the Reish Lakish. What's the reasoning of Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish held that the Chachamim held you need Hamad of Aracha only by Kachar Bet HaKabayis. In my time of the Reish Lakish, and the Gemara says, the Amar Al Rabbanan, who holds according to Rabbanan, Kachar Bet HaKabayis, Hayu B'chal Hamad of Aracha, Kachar Bet HaKabayis required Hamad of Aracha, therefore if it dies, you can't be poded it. Kachim is beach lo ayu b'chal hamad v'aracha. But kachim is beach do not require hamad v'aracha. The Amakra, it brings a pasuk. It says, the pasuk says, v'harich ha-kohen osa, the kohen is going to be marichit, which means you require hamad v'aracha, bein tov u'bein ra, whether it's good or whether it's bad. So, tov is basically going to be something that has a tamima, and ra is going to be something that has a balas mum. And the pasuk is talking about here something that has the same din, whether it's tov or ra. Well, what has the same thing with its Tovura? It's Bedek Abayis. Because by Kachim Mizbeach, it's not the same thing. Because Kachim Mizbeach, Tov is Bukrav, Ra is not Bukrav. Kachim Bedek Abayis doesn't make a difference. So he says, in the Eze Dovrish Ein Lucholuk Bein Tov or Ra, what item, is there's no distinction whether it's Tov or Ra, Havi Omer, Zek Kachim Mizbedek Abayis. That's obviously talking about Kachim Bedek Abayis. Kachim Bedek Abayis, for Amakron, the Pasuk says, Osa. It says, Verin HaKohen, Osa, Bein Tov or Bein Ra. Only that, Lashon Lamiut, only that item that has no difference between Tov and Ra requires Hamad of Aracha. What's that? Lima'ute Kachim Mizbeach, to exclude Kachim Mizbeach, which does not require Hamad of Aracha. So that's why Reish Lakish holds, according to the Rabbanon, only Kachim Betek Abayis require Hamad of Aracha. Okay. It says Osa, which is a limiting language. What do you, Rabbi Yochanan, use with that word Osa? Reish Lakish used Osa to be Ma'ay Kachim Mizbeach. You say that Kachim Mizbeach also require Hamad of Aracha. So what are you using Osa? Rav Yochanan osal lemeute mai lemeute b'amum meikaro. He says it comes to exclude a behema that had a mum before you were makish it. So if the behema had a mum before you were makish this, that doesn't require hamad baracha when you pose it. That's the exception. We're talking about another type of animal. Normally we talk about an animal that you were makish it and then got a mum. Here we're talking about an animal that had a mum and then you were makish it. So there, Rav Yochanan says the chachamim agree you don't require hamad baracha and you can pose it even after I guess it dies. Now the Gemara says, introducing a new Shita, who's going to become important later, Ulatana de Be Levi, according to the Brisa that was learnt in the house, in the Beis Medrash of Levi, the Amar, they said there, Dafilu Bamum Meikaro B'chval Hamad V'Aracha, they hold that even if you have a Bamum prior, pre-existing the Hektish, you still require Hamad V'Aracha to be potet. The Sani Levi, because we learned in Brisa Levi, Hakol Hayu B'chval Hamad V'Aracha, everything is included in Hamad V'Aracha. Vafilu Balmum Meikaro, even a Balmum that pre-exists the Hektesh, the Chain Tani Levi Masnise, and also Levi has it written in the Brisos, his Brisos, that everything that comes Kadosh requires Hamad V'Aracha to be Nifteh, Vafilu Chaya, Vafilu Ophos, even non-kosher, even wild animals that are not kosher Mizbeach, Vafilu Ophos, Rashi brings down the birds that are not, like chickens, birds that are not royal Mizbeach, so they don't have Kachim Mizbeach, Vahaksiv Osa, it says Osa, which means only, it's a limiting language. So what are you excluding from Hamad V'Aracha? If you include everything, what are you excluding? Obviously you exclude nothing. So, but why? Osa says you should exclude something. He says, not Kasha. It's a Kasha. You bring down. They go, Kasha doesn't mean it's a Yufta. So it brings down that the possibility to answer him is that maybe Bali Mum require Hamad V'Aracha maybe saying that only when they're alive, but once they deal, you can figure out an answer for what they is. It's a kasha on Levi, how to deal with Oso. We have to deal with that. Okay. So up to now, the Gemara explained the Rabbanon according to Rav Yochman and according to Reish Lakish. Now, the Gemara is going to shift over to Rabbi Shimon. Well, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. Yehuda said, name Rav. My time with Rabbi Shimon. What is the source of Rabbi Shimon, the Amar? He says complete opposite, we've said. He said, he says, keep in mind, Rav Shimon says, what requires Hamad Varacha, we all know what Hamad Varacha is, you have to stand and be evaluated by the Kohen to figure out what the value is. He says, Hamad Varacha is only by something that was Kachim Mizbeach. Kachim Betekabayis, low. It's basically the opposite of Reish Lakish Shita of Rabbanan. Okay? Because Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbanan say everything. Requires Hamad Varacha, not everything. Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Betekabayis. Reish Lakish said, the point of Rabbanan, it is only Kachim Betekabayis. Comes Rav Shimon and says it's only Kachim Mizbeach that requires Hamad Varacha. So had the Amakra, what pasuk does he use? He uses the same pasuk. He uses the pasuk, the Herif HaKohen Oso Bein Tovu Bein Ra. So he says that Bein Tovu Bein Ra, the Bein is not inclusive to say that they're the same thing. Bein Bein is to differentiate between Tovu Ra. So it's now it's the complete opposite to Russia. What is the thing that has a difference whether it's Tovu Ra, and that requires a Mother Baracha? The only Kachim that has a difference between Tovu Ra, between Bamum and non-Bamum, is Kachim is Be'ah. So he says, the Ezu Dabar Shecholuk, that there's a distinction between Tovu Bein Ra, Haviomer is a Kachim is Be'ah. That is animals consecrated for the use on the altar, right? The Amakra, the puzzle says, Osa, only that requires Hamad Varacha. Lima'ute Bedekabayis, that comes to exclude Bedekabayis. The Gemara says, wait a second. Ihachi, it should say, Bein Tov L'Rami Boilei. Here it says, Bein Tov U'Bein Ra. Which means to say, the way Pashas is, Bein, whether it's Tov or Ra, Bein Tov U'Bein Ra, whether it's Tov or Ra, which is like, here he's saying, if he wants to say that you want to make a distinction between Tov Ra, it should say, Bein Tov Ra. Then it becomes a difference between Tov Ra. As you're saying, Bein Tov U'Bein Ra, seems to imply that it doesn't matter whether it's Tov or Ra. That's a kasha on Rav Shimon. The Gemara says, kasha. You're right, in the Chanaim, it's a kasha. So this one you can ask, because oftentimes the question is whether or not the Bein can be used to say there's a difference between the two, or the same thing applies to the two. So he says, because sometimes you have a composite, Lahavdil Bein Atami Bein Atar. So then the other side's going to say, well, Lahavdil is added to that pasuk. Point being is they basically learn out from the same pasuk, complete opposite things. Okay, so now that's how we just learned the Shita of Rav Yochanan, of Rav Shimon, who says that Kachim Mizbeach requires a Mother Baracha, Kachim Betekabayis does not require a Mother Baracha. According to Reish Lakish and the Rabbanon, then only Kachim Betekabayis require a Mother Baracha. According to Rav Yochanan and the Rabbanon, both Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Betekabayis require a Mother Baracha. And according to Tanan Dibei Levi, even if the animal had a Mum prior to a Tekdish, it will require a Mother Baracha. Basically, we have four Shitos. Now, the Gemara is going to ask. Now here's where it gets hard. Meisvei. Up to now was a breeze. Meisvei. They're going to be asking now, right? I wrote my notes. They're going to be asking now, according to the Chachamim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds in the Chachamim, that Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Betekabayis requires a Mother Varacha. Even Kachim Mizbeach requires a Mother Varacha. We have a brisa that says, you have Kachim that died, Mesu, right? Now, if they were tmimin, if they didn't have any mum, but they died, it happens, animal dies, right, hit by a car or whatever, tmimim, yikavru, you have to bury them, right? So once, again, yikavru is code word for requires some other baracha, right? So tmimim, yikavru, balmumim, if they were balmum before they died, yipadu, you could be pod to them even after they died. Even after they died, the Brisa says, because yipadu would mean they don't need hamada vaharacha. Vamed varamurim. So what are we talking about here? If we're talking about, which we must be talking about, the Kachim Mizbeach. We're talking about Kachim Mizbeach. Well, this is the Bryce continuing. About the Kachim Bedekabayis, when it comes to Kachim Bedekabayis, Bein Tamimim, Ubein Bamum, Yikavru. Whether it's Tamimim, whether it's Bamum, you have to bury them, meaning you require Hamad Varaka. Okay? Now Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, and this is a problem for Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon is going to say, Echa Kachim Mizbeach, the Echa Kachim Bedekabayis, Timimim yikavru, whether it's, if it's tamim, you have to bury it, meaning hakmad varacha, balimumim yipadu, if it's a balmum, you would have to be, you can redeem them. Which is a problem, because according to Rav Shimon, we said that Kachim Mizbeach requires Hamad of Arafa. And here he seems to be saying that Kachim Mizbeach, you can be Poda then, if it's a Baal Mola. So we'll deal with that. But basically, the Braisa is now, a Tiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan Meirisha. There's a question of Rabbi Yochanan from the beginning of the Braisa. How does it work? It seems here from the Chachamim, because it's astonished, so we're assuming it's the Chachamim, that a behema, a Kachim Mizbeach, if it's a Baalas Mum, if it has a Mum, you can be Poda it. And does not require Hamad of Aracha. Well, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan said, Kachim Mizbeach does require Hamad of Aracha. Kachim Mizbeach does require Hamad of Aracha. So how here is the Mishnah letting you be Podeh any type of Kachim Mizbeach? If it's dead. That's like Reish Lakish, who's going to say that only Hamad of Aracha only applies to Benek Abayis. But by Mizbeach it does not apply. You see here that there is no Hamad of Aracha by Kachim Mizbeach, because the Brisa is allowing a Kachim Mizbeach Bamum to be redeemed. Against Rav Yochanan, who would say that even Kachim Mizbeach does require Hamad of Aracha, and you wouldn't be able to redeem it. So Amalach Rav Yochanan answer, what's it? It's our old friend from time to be Levi. Hachem Ayeskinan, b'balmum me'ikara. We're talking about an animal that had a balmum that existed prior. I don't want to say, but it said tamimim. But it's a balm, the tamimim yikavru, which makes sense, because you can't be poded, because Hamad of Aracha is required, and the balmum that you can be poded, when did that mum take effect? That mum took place before you were makish it. So if the mum take place before you were makish, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say, even Rabbanan agree, that you don't require Hamad of Aracha, and therefore you can be poded. That's what the Braisa is talking about. What?
How are you able to do that?
You shouldn't, but it worked. That's the whole Masechta. Right there, Tamura. You shouldn't, but it works. Do here. You shouldn't be makish a Baal mum from the Mizbeach. But it gets a level of Kiddushin. A Kiddushah. What? Why?
No, I thought so.
Why? No, the breaking the law would bring if you were makrivit. So he wasn't makrivit, he was makrishit. So you're makrish something, your words have some effect, so it has an effect, it gets kedushim mizbeach, but what can you do with it? You can't do anything with it. So you pod it, and you take that money, and then you do something that's right. They're the house. They have to get what you said. They win. Okay. I think. I don't know. I think. So the Gemara says, okay, that's fine. And Gemara says, Hachinami Mestaba. It makes sense to say that this Bryce is talking about an animal that had a mum that pre-existed the Hektesh. Hachinami Mestaba. Di'item akadam Hektesh nes mumam, if we're talking about a regular case, where the behavior became a balas mum only after you were makdashit, right? Liflog Rabbi Shimon Allah. Then Rav Shimon should cholik. Rav Shimon should say that the Kachim Mizbeach require Hamad of Aracha. Why is remember we pointed that? Rav Shimon says here that if it's a Balmum, you padu, you can redeem them. But Rav Shimon held, right? Rav Shimon held that Kachim Mizbeach require Hamad of Aracha. But here he's not only requires Hamad of Aracha. Why not? Okay, so if we say now that talking about a Balmum, that the mum pre-existed the Hekesh, so in there, Rav Shimon would agree, don't require Hamad of Aracha. That explains Rav Shimon. We're talking about a behemoth that a Baal Shimon before it was Matashit, and in this case, Rav Shimon is also molded, it doesn't require Hamad of Aracha. Normally, Rav Shimon says you need Hamad of Aracha like Kachim Mizbeach, but if the Baal Mum, if the mum exists before the Hekesh, it doesn't require Hamad of Aracha. So the Gemara says, Ella, if that's the case, Lema Tehave Tiyufte Lireish Lakish, this should be a Kasha on Reish Lakish. Why? Right. What did Reish Lakish hold? Let's remember what Reish Lakish held. Reish Lakish held that according to the Chachamim, you only require Hamad of Aracha by Kachay Bedekabai. Okay? So here should be a question on Reish Lakish. Right? Reish Lakish held again that Kachim Mizbeach do not require Hamad of Aracha. And in this Brisa, we're making the Diyuk now, that only because the mum pre-existed the Hekesh, do you not require Hamad of Aracha by Kachim Mizbeach. According to Reish Lakish, you never require Hamad of Aracha by Kachim Mizbeach. This Brisa, the deep from the Brisa is, you just established it. This Brisa is talking about that you can be poded it, meaning you can do Hamad of Aracha by Kachim Mizbeach, only if the mum existed before. According to Reish Lakish, he doesn't need the mum to exist before. So the Brisa is a Kasha of Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish says, no, I won't be a Kashmir, because I'll say the Bryce is not talking about that case. The Braisa is talking about my case. The Braisa is talking about the case of Bishakadam Hektation as Mumam, where you were makish it and then it got a mum. So if you were makish it and then it got a mum, and the Braisa says that you could be poded, that makes sense, because you don't require a mother baracha according to Rish Lakish in that instance, because he says you only need a mother baracha by Kachim Isbeh. Ah, but now if you're establishing the Braisa as the case according to Rish Lakish, that the mum is after Hektash, so it's a question on Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon doesn't make sense in the Braisa. Because Rav Shimon says, hey, you can be poded. But Rav Shimon says, you can't be poded, Kachim is bad. He's the opposite of Rish Lakish. So, Ihachi, niflog Rav Shimon Allah. Let Rav Shimon be cholik. And say that whether it's Kachim, whether it's Bedek Abayit, that Kachim Bedek Abayit, you have to be COVID, you have to bury it. You can't be poded because he doesn't allow a mother Baruch with Kachim is bad. We only said it made sense according to Rav Shimon if the case was the Ba'amum existed before the Hekish. Kutur to you, Rish Lakish, the Hekish is existing before the Ba'amum, it's a Kasha Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish doesn't answer the question. He's going to say, you're right, but I have a different memra or something like that here. I have a new version of the Braisa, and according to this new version of the Braisa, Rav Shimon will not be a question on Rish Lakish. Okay? So, Ihachli Nipla Rav Shimon Allah. It's going. So Reish Lakish Mefach Afich. He found a different brisa, and based on it, basically they're going to switch the cases around. In the first brisa we talked about Kachim Mizbeach and then Kachim Bedek Abayis. He took Kachim Bedek Abayis and Kachim Mizbeach, and with the flip, everything works out according to Reish Lakish. It's all going to be clear as the morning sun. Alright. And this is what he learned about from a different brisa. Okay? The brisa there says, right, Mesu Bain Tamimim, Bain Bali Mumin Yikavru. Whether or not, if they're Tamim or they're Bamum, you bury them. Meaning, what do you bury? You bury them because you don't do Hamad, you can't do Hamad Baracha. So whether it's Bamum or it's a Tamim, you have to bury them. So, Bamedvarim Amurim, where are we talking about? The Kachim Bedekabayis. We're talking about Kachim Bedekabayis. Our first writer said this is talking about Kachim Mizbeh. We're talking about Kachim Bedekabayis. So by Kachim Bedekabayis, you can't do Hamad Baracha. Aval b'kachim, when b'kachim is be'ach, I'm reading a brackets over here, different gears, aval b'kachim, yipadu. When it comes to kachim, kachim is be'ach, you can redeem them, because you don't require a mother baracha. That's exactly like Rish Lakish, right? So then Gemara says, and Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, now, by kachim b'etik abayis, t'minim yukavru, if they're tamim, you have to bury them, u'balim mo'mim, yipadu. And if mo'm, you can be bodet, okay? Because there's no, because a b'etik abayis does not require a mother baracha. Bury the Tumimim is probably in the Rabbanan. To you, to the Rabbi Yochanan, Misefa. This is going to be a question on Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because this Braisa holds that the Chacham say that Kachim is Be'ach do not require Hamad of Aracha. Rabbi Yochanan says you do require Hamad of Aracha. That's Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. So Amalak Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan will say, how come I skin? Why can you be poded these animals? How come I skin on? No, wait a second. Step back. Why is this a question on Rabbi Yochanan? I just confused myself. Because the Braisa says, right, no, I said it right. The Braisa says that the Chachamim hold that Kachim Mizbeach do not require a Mazav Aracha, and therefore you can be poed to them. Where Reish Lakish says, you do require a Mazav Aracha. So how are we going to answer Rabbi Yochanan and the Braisa? Rabbi Yochanan says, you don't require a Mazav Aracha here because it's talking about a Ba'amum that existed before the animal was hooked makish. So Amalach Rabbi Yochanan, the Ba'amum Eikaro, talking about a Ba'amum, that the mum that exists before you matash it, and therefore, Rav Yochanan doesn't agree, in that case, you don't require a mother of Aracha and you can be poded. And how can I mistabra? It makes sense to say that the etain, which is called the mumam, if you can say it's a regular case where you matash it and then got a mum, nipla Rav Shimon Allah. Then Rav Shimon should have been arguing. Rav Shimon holds that the kachim is beach require a mother of Aracha. So why here in this brisa, Rav Shimon says, should have been cholik on that. He should have mentioned it. But here, Rav Shimon just mentions, I guess, Rav Shimon just mentions the Kachim Mizbeach. Rav Shimon says, Timi Yikavru Ba'amum Yipadu. Right? That's by the Kabayis. But he should also say that by Kachim Mizbeach, he should argue. He should say by Kachim Mizbeach, you need Hamad of Aracha and you're not cholik. He doesn't make that distinction by Kachim Mizbeach. Why not? Because he doesn't have to. He's talking about a Ba'amum in advance. So the Gemara says, well, now, same thing. It should be a question on Reish Lakish. Why? If you're establishing that the Braisa is talking about a case of Ba'amum Meikaro, so Ba'amum Meikaro, that's why the Kachim Mizbeach does not require Hamad of Aracha. Had it not had a Ba'amum Meikaro, it would require Hamad of Aracha, you would be able to hold it. But to kasha Reish Lakish, so Amalach Reish Lakish, no, Reish Lakish says, Hakum Ayaskinon, the Chakadim Hekdeshon as Mumam. We're talking about a case, no, my case is the regular case. You were Makash it, and then the Mum came. So you were Makash it, and then the Mum came. If you Makash it, and then the Mum came, the Baal Mumim, you could be poed there, because you don't require Hamadim Arafa. You don't require it to be evaluated. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, back again, Niplog Rav Shimon Allah. Let Rav Shimon be Cholik in that case as well. So Amalach Reish Lakish, Hakanami, the poed Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon does. Rav Shimon, look at the Brisa. Rav Shimon never mentions which case he's talking about. Rav Shimon Omer, Tzvimi Yikavru, Lamumi Yipadu. Which case is that? So he's saying, Rav Shimon says, he's arguing with everything that the Tanakhama says. He says, but the Brisa only mentioned what he's splitting by Kachi Bet the Kabayis. But just like he's arguing on Kachi Bet the Kabayis, he's going to argue by the Kachi Mizbeach as well. So according to this version of the Brisa, you're not left with the Kasha on Reish Lakish. The previous version of the Brisa left us with the Kasha of Reish Lakish. Here, you're not left with the Kasha. Okay. Gotta move. Amar le Rav Yirmiyah le Rav Zeira. Rav Yirmiyah says to Rav Zeira, right? Whenever you have Rav Yirmiyah, man, you gotta be worried what the Kasha is gonna be. So I saw there was a guy in Tel Aviv handing it with a sign, and a big sign, a Gemara sign said, "Who's afraid of Rav Yirmiyah?" So that's who's afraid of Rav Yirmiyah? That's interesting. That's fine. So I'm only in Israel. Amalei Rav Yirmiyah Rav Zeira Lireish Lakish. According to Reish Lakish, who holds the Amar Lira Banan Kachim Isveach Lo Hayu Bechlal Hamad Varacha, he holds that Rabbanan say that Kachim Isveach may be redeemed after they die because you don't require Hamad Varacha. Vikatani, and we learned in the Brisa that Kachim Isveach Balimumim Yipadu, and we learned in a Brisa that Kachim Isveach, if they have a Balmum, you may redeem them. Well, what are you going to be redeeming these animals for? You cannot bury them. You can't eat them. Umokmin in law, bekadam hekdeshin as mumam. And you're talking about a case where you were makish it and then the mum came, right? You're talking about that you had kedushas aguf, and after they died, now they're asur b'achila. So now that they died, they're asur b'achila, what are you going to do with them? Shema minah is posing as a kachin, lachin in the club. You see from here that you can be redeemed hekdesh for the sole purpose of feeding it to the dogs. What are you doing with it? According to Reish Lakish,
you're not doing it.
You have to be poed it. You don't bury it. They're dead. They maintain that they don't require they don't require Hamad of Baracha. If they're not requiring Hamad of Baracha, house wins, you have to poe to them and give them money to Hektish. Now that you were poed to them, what are you doing with the carcass? You can't eat it. It was a Baal Mum.
Yeah,
bury it. Because you have to redeem it.
You redeemed it already.
No, it died for it.
You died.
Right.
You then redeem it.
So now what? What do you do with the carcass? What?
Bury it. You've already redeemed it.
You bury the carcass. Uh-huh.
You already redeemed it. What's the make of the mistake? What's the redeem? Done.
Yeah, why do you have to feed it to the dogs, you're saying? Just redeem it and bury it.
Bury it.
You already accomplished what you're supposed to do. What?
No,
you have to redeem it. I'm saying you have to redeem it because
just bury
them. We'll have to give it to the doors. I don't know. The Gemara says Shema mina poden as hakachim lachilu l'klavim. You see, so hakel my schema. So the Brisa says, they say no. What's the Brisa dealing with over here? It's a good question. B'she'avar ushchatan. We're talking about when it died. It just died by itself. It died because you violated the me'ila and you shefted it. That's how it died. You shefted it. So now. Without the hektish issue, it's kashav achila. It's not in the neva. You shefted it. So you shefted it. Ushchatan kidasanya. The brisa that says kol hakachim kol hakachim shenaf by mumam ushchatan. Any kachim that got a mum doesn't make a trick, but this means it's not kashav karbon. They got a mum and you shefted it. Rav Meir Omer you kavru. Rav Meir says you bury it, right? Because you need hamad varacha. And chacham omrim you padu. Chachamim say that you have to redeem it, and therefore you redeem. But you're not redeeming it. You can redeem it here, and then you eat it. But your question still stands. Maybe that's what the Gemara's next question is. So Amalei, maybe not. So Amalei Rav Yirmiyah Rav Zeira. Yirmiyah says Rav Zeira. Li Rav Shimon. No, it's not. According to Rav Shimon, the Amar, who says, Karchi Bedek Abayis, Lo Hayu Bechal Hamad Varacha. That by Karchi Bedek Abayis, you do not require Hamad Varacha. Therefore, you have to depose it. You don't bury it. You propose to the Karchi Mizbeach. Amai tzimimim yikavru. Why does the Brisa on Amal Al say that Kachet Bedek Abayis that died when they're tamim, you have to bury them? Why do you bury them? Since they don't need Hamad de Baracha, you should have to be posed to them after they die. Why did the Bryce mention you should bury them? If the Bryce only said that they're Balmorim, you'd be posed to them. Well, if they're Tamim, you should also be posed to them. Why are you burying it if it's a Tamim? So Gemara says, Mishum de Chazu lahakrava. Because a Tamim animal is Roy lahakrava, and therefore what? Kidsign, we have a Bryce that says, Hamatvis Tamimim libedekabayis. If I take a kosher animal that's pure, and I say, this is going to be Kachi Bedekabayis. Well, you shouldn't have done that. That animal should be brought to the Mizbeh, we're going to be Makashit. So, Hamatvis Tamimim, right, Rebedekabayis. Kishahe Niftin, when they are redeemed, Ein Niftin El Mizbeh. They should only be redeemed for the Mizbeh, meaning you should redeem them and then take them and be Makashit them on the Mizbeh. Right, take them out of the Kachi Bedekabayis status and put the Kachi Mizbeh status on it. Because Kol haroyel mizbeach, einu yotzim midei mizbeach olam. A behema that is ru'uya to be hukram on the mizbeach, once it becomes hukdash, it can never leave the house, basically. So yeah, you put bedek abayis on it, pose it, and then the mizbeach status goes on it. So therefore, you have to be makrivit, even if it was hukdash with bedek abayis. So therefore, if they were considered, basically the upshot is that since they were ru'uya for the mizbeach when they were alive, even though they were bedek abayis, now the chachamim say that if you died, there's a din derabanan of ni'ila, because they still had a ru'uya for karbanos. Because what should have been done is when they were alive, they should have been redeemed and brought to the kachim mizbeach. So when they died before you did that, the chachamim say, don't use it, don't be potent, bury them. So you have to avoid the concept of using them, because they still have a status of Kachi Mizbeach. Right, let's look at Rashi a second. I have to look at Rashi the whole time. Mishum v'chozu l'akrava avud lahem ma'ala b'tmimim de Mizbeach. It makes him into a tamim. Right, that's what he says. The behema that's ru'i l'akrava, that was makdish, it can never leave, you have to be makrav it, even if you were makdish for the bedek abayis. So therefore, since they're miyuah, this is set aside to be used for the mizbeach, even when they're alive, so the Chachamim said that if they died, there's a mi'ilah issue on them, and therefore you bury them. Technically speaking, you're right. You could be posed to them, but then they have kachim mizbeach, according to Rav Shimon. Chachamim said, no, I want you to bury them, because I don't want you to use them, because theoretically, there's only the Rabban, because theoretically they had a kachim mizbeach status. And had you been posed to them when they were alive, they would have switched over to kachim mizbeach. Okay. This thing requires chazara or requires not chazara. So Amar le Rav Papa l'Abaye. Rav Papa says to Abaye, the Amri la, and some say the Rava. He said it to Rava. Le Rav Yochanan, according to Rav Yochanan, right? What did Rav Yochanan said? The Mokim la, Rav Yochanan said, if you go back originally, the Shita of Rav Yochanan was, according to the Chachamim, Bein Kachim Mizbeach, Bein Kachim Bedek Abayis, requires Hamad Varacha, and therefore you can't be posed to them after they died. So when we said the Brisa before that said the Baal Mumim, you could be posed to them, well, what case was that? You can't be posed to them, you Hamad Varacha. He said, that's about Mum Meikara. That's talking about a Mum that existed before you Makdish it. So, the Kuli Alma Sviluhu, and he holds, Bein Rabbanan, Bein Rav Shimon, the Baal Mum Meikara, the Lo Havi B'Klal Hamad Varacha. He says, he holds, that the Baal, he clearly holds, that if the mum exists prior to the hektish, you do not require Hamad Varacha. That's why you can be posed to it. So according to him, the lo, is that really true? Is that the Chachamim really hold that this type of Baal Mum that has the mum before the hektish does not require Hamad Varacha? V'hatnan, we'll bring down the Mishnah Mechoros. Mishnah Mechoros in Daf Yudalid says there, Kol HaKadoshim, all things that are hektish, Shekadam Mum Kavua Hekdeshon, that the Mum Kavua existed before the Hekdesh. So therefore, you really can't be Chal Kedushas Aguf on these animals, because it's a Baal Mum. So it's a Kadam Mum Kavua Hekdeshon. Vin Niftu, right? They're just Kadosh now for their monetary value. And with the money, I guess you bring the Karban, right? So, and you were po to them. So this animal now, that has this Mum, Chayavim B'Bechora, if after you po to it, it gives birth to a firstborn, it's Chayavim B'Bechora, Ubi Matanos. That if you shechted it, you have to give to the Kohen, the Zerah, the Chaim, the Keva, like any type of chulin. He loses all its Kedusha status, and when you're po to it, it can be sheared, it can be worked. Vladon the chalava mutter la'achar pijonon. And its offspring and its milk after you poured it is mutter. Vashoktam lechutz pater. If you set them outside the base of Midrash, you're pater, because it's not kadosh. The ain osin tmura. And they don't create tmura because they're not kadosh. Tmura only exists if there's kadosh. Now, Bryce continues, v'imnesu, but if they died, right, prior to being poda, yipadu. You should redeem them after they died, because they don't need hamad v'aracha. Right? They died before you poda them, so they still have hekdesh on them. But you can redeem them, but they don't need hamad v'aracha. V'abba Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Yehuda is the name of Rav, zo diri Rav Shimon. What this Bryce had just said, that they died, they don't need hamad v'aracha, you can poda them, that's only according to Rav Shimon. The Amar, Rav Shimon says, kachim is beyach, hayu b'chal hamad v'aracha, kachim v'edek b'ayis, lo hayu. Kachim v'edek b'ayis do not have hamad v'aracha. And this is what? Kachim v'edek b'ayis, because it doesn't have kudush v'zagum. Because it had a mum. So it's kachim is beyach, and you can redeem it, because it doesn't require hamad v'aracha, even after it dies. So, kiditznan, like we learn in our Mishnah, Rav Shimon omer, kachim v'edek b'ayis. If you have kachim v'edek b'ayis, in mesu, you padu. If they die, you can redeem them. Umode Rav Shimon v'bamum me'ikaro. Rav Shimon said, by Bamum Meikaro, if you have Bamum in advance, Nifta, you can redeem him, because it doesn't require Hamad Varacha, even if it's Kachim Mizbeach, he would say. So, my time, according to Rav Shimon, my time in the Amakra, the Pasuk says, buys Pijon, Osa, we learned this before, it's Osa, Lemiute Bamum Meikaro, to exclude a Bamum Meikaro. The Osa comes to exclude a Bamum Meikaro. That's what he says, the Osa comes to exclude. Aval chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, look at this price. Afilu ba'mum meikaro hayu b'chal hamad v'aracha. Even ba'mum meikaro would require hamad v'aracha. And therefore, if it dies, you can't be posed yet. But we just said, Rabbi Yochanan said, that everyone agreed that if the ba'mum exists before the hekdesh, you don't require hamad v'aracha. And here we say, they do require hamad v'aracha. The chachamim say that. So who are we going to answer? We're going to go back to our old friends. Time to be lazy. So he says, Amalei man chachamim, in this brisa, in this memra, where he says the chachamim say that if the mum preceded the hektesh, you still require hamad v'aracha. That's not chachamim in our brisa. Who really Rashi says is Rabbi Yehuda in the Stam Sifra. That's not our chachamim. That's Tanya ben Levi. That's Tanya ben Levi who said earlier that you require that every time the hektesh requires hamad v'aracha, and therefore you can't be quoted if it dies. We had a kash on them. That's fine. This brisa is according to the shita. So Gemara says, okay, if it's according to the shita, then Ihachi. If you're saying that the Brisa is that the Brisa the Chachamim is time to be Levi, so look at the Brisa. The Brisa says Zo Divrei Rabbi Shimon. These are the words of Rabbi Shimon, meaning Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says that when the Brisa says that if this Kachi Bedek Abayis dies, you can be told to them because we're dealing about a Bamun Leikaro. These are the words of Rabbi Shimon. These aren't only the words of Rabbi Shimon. These are also the words of our Chachamim. Why is the Brisa only saying Zo Divrei Rabbi Shimon? It should say, Zo Divrei Rav Shimon Sulo, Zo Divrei Rav Shimon Machloko Bibayale. It should be, these are the words of Rav Shimon and his Balplukta. Because they also agree in this case. Gemara says, Amalei, so Abaye answers to Rava, right? Why am I saying to Rava? So Amalei, is it Rava? Yeah. No, it was Rav Papa Abaye or Rava, or it was Rava, but it was whoever it is. But Amalei, the answer, Abaye is going to answer, Hadilokatani Hachi. The reason why this Brisa, or Rav didn't say that this Brisa is like the Shita of the Chachamim, Mishum de Rav, Savala Kareish Lakas. Right? The Brisa said is that the one who said, but Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, so Divrei Rav Shimon. Right? So why does he say it's Divrei Rav Shimon? Because Rav, who says Zo Divrei Rav Shimon, he holds like Reish Lakish. What does Reish Lakish hold? The Amar the Rabbanon Kachay Bedek Abayis Hayu B'chlav Hamad V'aracha. Reish Lakish says that Kachay Bedek Abayis requires Hamad V'aracha, but Kachay Mizbeach Lo Hayu, right? That he doesn't need. V'Reisha Katani Im Meso Yipadu, V'Seifa Katani Im Meso Yikavru. The Reisha of this Brisa says that if they died, you redeem them. The Seifa says if you die, you bury them. Meaning, even though the Reisha can be with the Chachamim, according to Reish Lakish, because the Reish Lakish is talking about, again, we're talking about a case where it's Bamum Kodem Hekdeshan. And they also hold that a Bamum Meikaro doesn't require Hamad V'aracha. That works fine. But the Seif is talking about Bamum, I guess the Seif is Bryce, is talking about a case of Bamum after they were Hekdesh. And after they were Hekdesh, Bamum after Hekdesh, and the Bryce says they should be buried, meaning you cannot be potent, meaning you require Hamad V'aracha. Well, that's the case, the Chachamim, according to Reish Lakish, hold that Kachim Mizbeach do not require Hamad Baracha. So therefore, the same for the Brisa, which says they do require Hamad Baracha, can't be like Chachamim. So they don't want to say that no different from Shimon and the Chachamim, because the entire Brisa is not like Chachamim, because Rav is going like Reish Lakish, and only part, and that part of the Brisa will not be like Chachamim. The Ibais Ema, or you can say, Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Yochanan Svirle, he holds like Rav Yochanan, and therefore Kachim Mizbeach require Hamad Baracha. So then the kasha luck, and you asked us, Zodir Rav Shimon Machlok Domi Baile, you should have said, these are the words of Shimon and his Bar Plukta, Enochanami, Ema Hakanami, Enochanami, that's what Rav said. The Mishnah is like Rav Shimon and Machloko, and it's just not like time to be lazy. Alright, I'm going to stop here, I have to go. Nach will pick up the Mishnah and hopefully the Messiah tomorrow. Have a good day. That was, in my opinion,